How to create more income and protect and build wealth in just a few hours a day. Mention 1100 KFNX and get two free tickets, but seating is very limited, so call 8448-INCOME now.
The information and opinions you hear on this radio show are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KFNX, its affiliates, management, or advertisers.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wiehunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wiehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wiehunt the Barbarian.
Tong America. Our motto is triumph of the will. This is the dramatic warlord and barbarian speaking to the nation direct tonight. Just know that you are the real resistance in America today. We will rule the airwaves by brute force. For we do not rule by consensus, but by Roman edict. My commando forces have surrounded the KFNX radio station tonight and have seized control of the airwaves for the Nationalist American Front.
Mr. Gomez.
What can I do for you, Major?
My battalion has an order to blockade the government quarter and place you under arrest.
Are you a dedicated National Socialist, Major?
Yes, sir. Major Amy. Hello.
Do you recognize my voice?
Yes, I do.
Then listen to me very carefully. I want these traitors taken alive.
Yes, my friend.
You heard what he said. The Führer wants the traitors taken alive.
Yes, sir.
This is political theater for the mind. We are being heard all over the world tonight on the AM dial at KFNX 1100 AM with 50,000 watts of pure energy and power. There are bootleg versions of this show on ham radio. Many people tape and record the show and send it to their friends and family all over the nation. And we are being heard worldwide as well on the internet at 1100kfnx.com. It is my fate and destiny to be on the air. If you want to get on the show tonight, please dial 602-277-5369. And toll free, 1-866-536-1100. And always remember that you can find me on the internet, on Twitter, at The Von Wiehand Show, and on Facebook, by the same name. I have many people who asked me, where are the past shows and episodes? Because tonight, we are on episode 157. You can always go to google.com and just type in The Von Wiehand Show, and you will have many hosting sites come up like Podomatic, where you can hear all the past episodes. Now, this past week, President Trump was at CPAC, and he had this to say about the Green New Deal and scam for America.
I look at what's happening on the other side. I encourage it. I say, no, I think the new Green Deal, or whatever the hell they call it, the Green New Deal, right? Green New Deal. I encourage it. I think it's really something that they should promote. They should work hard on. It's something our country needs. Desperately, they have to go out and get it. But I'll take the other side of that argument only because I'm mandated to. I'm mandated. But they should stay with that argument. Never change. Never change. No planes. No energy. When the wind stops blowing, that's the end of your electric. Let's hurry up. Darling? Darling, is the wind blowing today? I'd like to watch television, darling.
Great speech by President Trump. And in other news, America is now a deadbeat nation. 37 million credit card accounts in the United States are seriously delinquent right now. We are a lot closer to economic doomsday and Armageddon than most people would dare to imagine. Trump is doing his best to keep the economy going and afloat, but Barack Hussein Obama really threw a wrench in the economic engine of America. We are trying to revive it day by day. Also, 1 million illegal immigrants are expected at the southern U.S. border this year of 2019. Leftist groups say that when the weather warms up, they'll be rioting in American cities. The Department of Homeland Security Secretary Nielsen testified before Congress Wednesday, warning close to 1 million or more illegal immigrants are expected to attempt to cross the American border into the United States in 2019 alone, making the border situation truly an emergency. I was a deplorable before it was cool. The Von Wiehand Show. We're mastering the human domain. Strong, brash, and at the throat of America's enemies. Because once we get a grip on them, we will not let go. We will not relent. Tonight, we will start the show with the music of my soul, Rammstein.
Eins, zwei, drei, vier, fünf, sechs, sieben, acht, neun. Licht.
nicht, leg die Eis auf das Gesicht. Sie wird der Nacht nicht untergehen. Und die Welt zählt laut bis 10.
Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
Would you like to expand your business? I'm Francis Battaglia, president of Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. KFNX is one of the most cost-effective and powerful ways to get your message out, reach potential customers, and grow your business. Advertise for only $10 per 30-second spot on top shows like Brian Kilmeade and Michael Savage. Call me at 602-277-1100, extension 1463. 602-277-1100, extension 1463.
Every day, men and women from communities across this nation serve as reserve citizen airmen.
I am proud to defend our nation.
Proud to be part of a team that helps make a difference.
I am proud to be part of something larger than me and to serve my country.
We celebrate those who have served and those who are proudly serving in the Air Force Reserve. Our mission is to fly, fight, and win. Space and cyberspace.
I'm proud to be an
Air Force. Proud to protect.
Proud to serve in the U.S. Air Force Reserve.
Now available, the March edition of Glendale Living Magazine. Learn what's going on in Glendale with the March edition of this exciting magazine, featuring content for the local community, provided by the local community. After all, it's about local. To find out more, like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Glendale Living, or visit glendaleazchamber.org. Come see what Glendale Living is all about. Get your copy today. Glendale Living Magazine, sponsored by the Glendale Chamber of Commerce.
The Marcus Giovanni Show. That badly needed adult conversation and truth. Leave your politics at the door. Right here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX and 1100KFNX.com.
Sundays at 7 p.m.
It's a new year. Welcome to the year 2019. And you're always welcome at Campbellback Toyota. Drive your dream car out the door. Our January incentives are here to help with the 2019 Camelback Toyota Tacoma, the 2019 Highlander, and the 2019 Camelback Tundra. BC or Crew, these and so much more are on the showroom floor right now. So let's go places. Come on down to Camelback Toyota just around the corner of 16th Street in Camelback. Look us up on Facebook. Go to CamelbackToyota.com or call 602-264-2841.
Just one 10-second move before each meal could help you eat 20% fewer calories. I'll tell you what Harvard researchers say you should do during that 10-second window. Sunday nights at 10 on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
And now, we return to the Von Wehunt Show, featuring Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Yes, the Fuhrer wants the traitors taken alive. Mark my words. This is a Von Wehunt production tonight in the infamous episode 157 of the legendary show which bears my name. It's cult radio and a cult classic with a star date of 3-7-2019. Your favorite show. And this is the triumphant Trump speech at CPAC show special tonight. We salute you all. We are growing all across America in brute strength in sheer numbers. Hail for victory, my comrades. I'm glad you're here. This is really cool. I got an email from a fan of the show. It said, "Hey, I just found the show. I love it. Even if I didn't agree with over 95% of what you say, I would still listen just for the delivery. Totally unique. I don't know if you are Art Bell's bastard son or what, but you got it, man. The only problem for me now is that all other talk radio was going to seem bland and boring. Rush, Hannity, Savage, all those great guys. Though good, they seem weak and unsubstantial now. I want to thank you, sir. May God richly bless you. Keep up the good work on the show. Sincerely, Michael Phoenix." Thank you, Michael. I appreciate you, too. Now, our command bunker has advised me we have Matador from his East Valley bunker chiming in tonight. Matador, are you there? Let's patch him through.
Great show as usual.
Thank you, sir. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. You had some great points. I love that about nobody can pay their credit card debt.
It's true, man. Telling you. I mean, we're doing our best to get this economy rolling, get people back to work. Trump has the lowest unemployment figures, but we're still suffering from the Barack Hussein Obama Marxist economy. Just a little less than 2 years ago. Unbelievable. But 37 million credit card accounts are now seriously delinquent. And also, don't forget, folks, we have the retail apocalypse going on with thousands of store closings. It's also not good. We like brick-and-mortar stores on my show. I don't want everyone going online being lazy. Get out of your house and go to a real American brick-and-mortar store. Your thoughts, Matador?
I agree 100%. We may be having one of those like they did in the Old Testament Israel days. Every 50 to 100 years, they'd announce a jubilee and wipe everybody's debt out. Problem is now with all this debt, the big problem is, yeah, everybody's working, but you're lucky if you get a 2% raise. Just a little bit of scraps you have to beg your boss for. If you get a little 1 to 2% raise, salaries, I would say, are 20 to 30% lower than they should be. All these big CEOs or these companies are making record profits. People are averaging, you know, $50,000 to $65,000 out here. We should be all making $80,000 to $100,000. Then we could pay your credit card debt off, you know. But instead, they're going to make it so unattainable that nobody can pay these things off. They're going to wake up one day and say, you know, instead of $32 billion in my bank account, if I only had $980 million, I couldn't spend it all in 20 lifetimes, you know. Maybe these people could buy more stuff and pay off their credit cards and live a little better.
Yeah, it's like that saying, Matador, in that movie Wall Street when Bud tells Gordon Gekko, how many boats and yachts can you possibly water ski behind? How many mansions do you need? Now, I want everyone to make as much money as they can. We're not the AOC crowd where she wants to tax America 70, 80, 90%. Like if we ran things, the nationalist would be a 0% income tax. I would only have a national consumption tax in tariffs on imports. But basically, you're right, man. It's like you're in corporate America, 95% of us. You walk up to your boss who probably hates life and hates you and hates the whole office. You're lucky if you get a 3% raise. With inflation, it's really nothing, you know?
Oh, I agree 100% with you. There is zero representation in this country. This is why myself, you, and so many people love President Trump and support him. The Republicans, 90% of them up there, are no good. They're for the rich 1%. They want all this illegal immigration, and they're so happy, and keep your wages down. So you have to beg your boss just to make your payments. And they say, well, all these guys out here in the winterlands are going to vote for us. They're not going to vote for AOC and all these crazy commies. And, yeah, we're kind of just stuck in a, you know, nobody to vote for. And then you got the Democrats who they couldn't give a darn about anybody unless you're illegal or you fit one of their special minority categories. It is about 3% of the country's population. So leaves about 95% of the country with nothing. The breadwinners, the earners, everybody that's built this country, you know, that's why we all love Trump. I mean, he's the only one. That's why they hate him so much.
That's
all
right.
The Republicans, the Democrats, the deep state, the media, they all hate his guts. He's the modern day Julius Caesar.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And I've always said that on the show. And they also hate Trump, the Bolshevik media, because he's finally showcasing and putting a big light on them and showing the American people how corrupt they are, how much fake news they've been dishing out for 30, 40 years, you know? And people are finally seeing the media for what they really are. All the talking heads, the print media, the newspapers, they do have a leftist agenda. And it's against you, Mr. and Mrs. America.
Those people on TV now, they're worse actors than the people in Hollywood. They're so fake. Not even artists, leftists even believe, you know, that they're like mainstream or I'm going to give you the news like it is. I mean, they tell so many lies by the first commercial break that it's like laughable. I mean, you know, people are rolling around on the floor going, is this serious? But these 12 or 13 Democrats, I mean, do you hear what they say? It's seriously like they live in a bubble that like they haven't even met anybody out there. And you have two or three saying, oh, well, Venezuela was great under Chavez till Maduro took over. I mean, it's, you know, 90%
yeah, Maduro burned the food trucks
there.
That came into Venezuela from Colombia. He burned them with his troops. It's,
you know,
this happened a few weeks ago.
It's just crazy out there. But, you know, hopefully things will turn around. We'll get a little raise out here. You know, we can get by out here. But I don't know. Like you say, I mean, we got caravans coming every month in from the border.
Yeah, Texas and Arizona and California are going to be battleground states, not just border states. This year, there's a huge migration of people coming. And we've got Brett the Surfer, the Irish Pirate. We'll get them on the next segment here. But I tell you, man, it's a very serious, dire situation for this country. I mean, we've got a million people that are coming up on this border. We've got to push back the mongrel Bolshevik hordes, Matador.
Let's push them back every day, and this show is leading the way. You should be on 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. I literally turn my dial home driving to or from work, and I hear people that I don't even know how they got a job. They're so bland and boring. They just read the same piece of paper.
Well, they're safe. They're
day.
Safe, and sponsors give them money because they're safe, and sponsors need to get a spine, too. In sponsor shows, it really means something. You know, we have a lot of good shows here. We've got the Article 5 Hour, the Talking One Rockin' Radio Show. KFNX is a radio battleship, Matador. I thank you so much, sir. Your final thoughts.
Keep it free out there, brother.
I love it. Radio Free Western America. The Von Wien Show. East Shore Return. 1100 KFNX, where X marks the spot.
Former former Trump campaign chair Paul Manafort has been sentenced to only 47 months in prison for tax and bank fraud. Could have been given more time, but the judge disagreed. Correspondent Evan Perez.
He said that 19 to 24 years was way too much. He says it was excessive. He says it was out of whack with the level of the crime that Paul Manafort had committed here. He cited a lot of cases, some of the cases that he had heard in this very courtroom, that he said he gave people probation.
Michael Cohen's lawyer says Cohen directed his legal team to explore a potential presidential pardon last year. If true, it contradicts Cohen's recent testimony before the House Oversight Committee. Ranking member Jim Jordan addressed the issue today with Chairman Elijah Cummings.
And I'm just wondering what the chairman plans to do after his statement last week to the witness, where he said, if you come here and say things that are not accurate, I will hold you accountable.
No, that's not what I said. I said, I will nail you to the cross.
I'm Elliot Francis.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center for tonight, today mostly cloudy with a low of 55. Have a mostly sunny, breezy Friday with a high of 68 with winds to 25 miles an hour. Friday night looks clear with a low of 46. Have a sunny Saturday, our high 68. Have a mostly sunny Sunday as we end the weekend with a high of 73. I'm Rod Tanner from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently in downtown Phoenix, it's 66 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks. Here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
The Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Fly Mackey with the Fly Mackey Show. Have you ever wondered why your portfolio never moves? Only goes up a little bit at a time. Maybe 1% if you're lucky. Maybe 4% if you have a good broker. Join the Bitcoin revolution at 480-466-1096. There's been more millionaires and more billionaires made in cryptocurrency in 2017 than in the history of our country. You want to join the Bitcoin revolution today? That's 480-466-1096. 480-466-1096.
The Del Walmsley Show, weekdays at 2 p.m.
There's some things to learn from the discussion, which is to constantly be trying to improve or grow what it is you do in your portfolio and not just continue to replicate what it is you figured out how to do. I decided that what I needed to do was just continue trying to buy more and more partnerships.
The Del Walmsley Show, weekdays at 2 p.m. Everything you need to know about finance and real estate. For more information, mypassiveincomesystem.com. Mypassiveincomesystem.com.
Would you like to come on my radio show and talk about what you do? I'm Carol Blonder, the host of Networking Arizona. I created a show where you can get yourself heard by thousands of listeners. You also get a podcast of the show so you can put it on your website. Heard Tuesdays and Fridays from 3 to 5 p.m. It's a drive time, prime time show. Call me and book your spot at 602-228-4629. Get the word out about what you do. Visit my website, networkingarizona.net.
And now, we return to the Von Wehunt Show, featuring Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
The rabid militant demon rats now say that they are concerned about President Trump and him, quote, trampling on the U.S. Constitution. Yeah, right. Since when did the militant Democrats care one iota about the U.S. Constitution if it was not about abortion? transgender kids, or leaving our borders wide open for millions and millions of people who do not even belong here. Let's get Brett the Surfer on and the Irish Pirate. Brett, where are you surfing off the coast tonight?
Oh, yeah, I'm out here in Puerto Vallarta. I went out to a beach where the waves are just rocking, man.
Nice, nice.
But, in some crazy times, man. I mean, financially, you look at the markets and they're just...
teetering.
It's just interesting. They're up and down. And a friend of mine, actually he was my cousin. He sent me a chart from right before the Great Depression.
Yes.
And our charts right now are very similar to those charts, and it's interesting.
It is, man. Know? And we're going to do a big business special this spring on several shows, but we're trying to kick it off tonight a little bit. Trump's doing his best to keep this economy afloat and going strong. Most Americans are cooperating by working. We have the Democrats who want to throw a wrench in the economic engine because they want to spread misery equally. It's part of their mantra, you know?
Spread it equally.
Spread it equally, baby.
but
that's right.
You mentioned the credit card debt. That's just one of the student loan debt, too, you know?
That's right.
Very, very interesting.
That bubble will also burst. Student loan debt, credit card debt, corporate debt, other unsecured personal debt. Record year for BK filings. This will be a very interesting year. We will get through it. But I believe this summer, when it gets hot, when it warms up in those Midwestern East Coast cities, where there's many densely populated militants and malcontents, they'll come out in the street like fire ants ready to fight.
Well, I heard a comment today on that I thought was very interesting from a fence building company.
Yes.
I believe they're local, but they could build a fence 235 miles long for $1.8 billion with a warranty.
Right. And they also build trains across the ocean that AOC wants. About trains to the moon, you know? I mean, yeah, we do need that wall, man. Need a bad. Brett, thank you so much for calling the show. Appreciate you.
Love the show, Vaughn. Love the music,
Love
too.
You, too,
Thanks, man.
Thanks, buddy. Irish Pirate, get him through our Enigma code machine. Mr. Pirate, are you there?
The Irish Pirate is in the house, General Vaughn Weehunt.
Excellent, sir. How are you doing tonight?
It's been difficult. I have the, within the last week or so, I've outlived one of my good friends who is older than me, I admit. I'm not in shock, but I have to deal with it. And he was a staunch nationalist conservative. I hate losing one of those.
Mm-hmm.
And he is also, I didn't know his family. His family didn't know me, but they called me and they said, you're coming to his memorial service, which is also toward the weekend. And so I think it's cool to be invited to something where nobody knows you, but they all think you're cool.
Right. Very cool.
Wonder if they're going to Trump. Anyway.
Can you say his name?
Say what?
Can you say his name?
My friend?
Yes.
The Magician.
The Magician. Love it.
Absolutely. Anyway, you were talking earlier about wages and whatnot, and one thing that I've experienced...
They're stagnant.
I got a merit increase at a place of employment I work at.
Excellent.
And then they turn around and jacked up the minimum wage to the point where I'm not making but a few pennies more than the typical person that they hire coming in the door that's worthless.
The typical stoner kid.
Well, at least I know that for the extra pennies I'm making, I know that I'm going to be the last one to get fired anyway. But it's still very disappointing when we're talking about what the money won't buy, and their only response is force employers to pay more of the worthless money and that type of thing. When in reality, if you think about it, if you're working for an hourly wage, you're trading your time for your employer's money. So therefore, I don't even see how that is even considered income.
Right.
Personally. Well, I mean, I don't know if anybody's ever fought that in court, but And I think somebody, I'm sure, has. But if you're making just a trade, the total income from that would normally be zero. Unless, of course, you're looking at it like the IRS does. You're trading supposedly your worthless time for somebody else's money. Therefore, it's considered by them as income. I would consider that a slap in the face.
Well, it's fiat currency. Like my dad always said, son, you will trade hours for dollars. Now, they water down the power of our dollars by printing money and raising the interest rates and things like that to harm the economy. And plus, folks, don't forget, we used to have real silver in our change. Our dollar used to be backed by gold. And we had a lot of things in our economy that were the fundamentals are now gone. So your dollar is a debt instrument by the Federal Reserve. And like Brett said in the last call there, that we have debt bubbles all over America. A fiat currency, which they've printed, people have borrowed. These could explode in the next 2 or 3 years. Now, when this happens, if it does, we hope it does not. But if it does, the rabid Democrats will blame Trump. They will blame you. But they created a lot of this on their own.
In order to pop a bubble, Von Wehunt, you've got to put a lot of stress on it. And what I'm worried about is the powers that be out there that are looking to try and blame somebody else for something. It's too easy for them to create a situation where the bubbles can just burst just simply because they want them to.
Right.
So
plus,
the scary part is when you catch them deliberately not allowing bubbles to burst, that they're looking for an excuse before they let it do its natural cause. If that bubble's there for no reason, all you have to do is say, I'm looking for a scapegoat, and then say, oh, that's the reason the bubble burst. No, it's because the whole thing's been phony the whole time.
Exactly. And also, let's not forget that Barack Hussein Obama, he doubled the national debt when he was president. People underestimate the damage that man, that thing caused for 8 years in our economy. Just last week, the Kenyan ambassador said that Barack Hussein Obama was born in Kenya. How about those apples? But we're up against the clock here, but 1 minute, Irish. What are your final thoughts?
Final thoughts I have here. If you're talking about fraud and things like that, I'll just do this one for the birth certificate. The funny thing is, if you really think about it and you go after who Obama's real father is.
Yes.
He did a great job of hiding the fact he really was born in Hawaii. But the birth certificate he produced actually refers to himself as an African-American. They didn't even call him that in 1961. That's a made-up term since then. So, yeah, he presented a deliberate, fraudulent instrument, and we're all going to say, oh, he must have been born somewhere. No, he was born in Hawaii, all right. They just don't want to talk about who his parents are. And similarly, if you go to kindergarten in Kenya, you have to show a birth certificate there or they won't let you in. That's a fake, too. And so I'm just waiting for everybody to say, okay, where's the real one? Because it never showed. It never did, and it never will.
I am not convinced that Barack Obama was born anywhere on planet Earth. He's an alien that was transplanted here as a Manchurian candidate. Irish Pirate, thank you so much, sir.
A lot of fraud out there, Von Wehunt. We have to speak the truth, and we will continue doing so.
You know it. Thank you so much, Irish Pirate. And folks, our sponsor is Arizona Gold Exchange. Now, we had a winner last week, which I did mention, Ken Whitaker. He's the winner of the gold coin.
Everybody,
On We Hunt Show, conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehhunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehhunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehhunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehhunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
The Renaissance Festival is back!
Huzzah! Weekends now through March 31st.
You love the Renaissance Festival!
Great shopping! A giant crafts market!
Welcome to the Renaissance Festival!
New shows! Non-stop feasting! The Renaissance Festival is back!
Weekends now through March 31st. Get great savings with coupons available at participating Cobblestone Opera Spa, Hall of Frames, and Bookman's. While supplies last, don't miss the Renaissance Festival celebrating 31 years of cheers!
The Glendale Chamber of Commerce proudly presents the 68th Annual State of the City Address and Dinner on March 7, 2019 at 5:30 p.m. at the Renaissance Glendale Hotel and Spa in Glendale. Join Mayor Wires as he highlights Glendale's accomplishments from 2018 among more than 700 business and community leaders. Don't miss this time-honored tradition, March 7th at 5:30 p.m. at the Renaissance Glendale Hotel and Spa in Glendale. Register today by visiting glendaleacchamber.org.
We all owe them, but very few of us know them. They are the men and women who protect us at home and abroad. Tune into American Warrior Radio Sundays at 2 p.m. right here on KFNX to hear the stories of our military and first responder communities. Over 160 broadcasts on demand at AmericanWarriorRadio.com.
Did you know that the liver is one of our body's most vital organs? In fact, the liver performs over 500 functions within the body. It makes blood proteins, clotting proteins, lipoproteins, and 80% of our cholesterol. It filters blood, makes bile, makes and breaks down hormones, regulates blood sugar, and changes harmful toxins into substances that can be safely eliminated from the body. Keeping the liver functioning at optimal levels should be on the top of our health priority checklist. Emerald Labs Liver Health contains therapeutic dosages of branded synergistic nutrients that have been shown to help support all major pathways of liver detoxification. Liver Health by Emerald Labs is purity tested in a CGMP certified facility and is 100% additive and gluten-free. Learn more about Emerald Labs Liver Health formula by visiting www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Also available at fine health food stores nationwide.
And now, we return to the Von Wehhunt Show, featuring Von Wehhunt, the Barbarian.
On this show, we speak truth to entrenched power. Now, back in 1961, regarding Barack Hussein Obama's birth certificate, it is a fact. The people of color that were born were called Negroes. So how can the Obama birth certificate state he is African American when the term wasn't even invented or used until the mid-1980s? Think about it. Let's get our street ninja who called in from Mesa. Street ninja, a new caller. Are you there?
Oh, yes, I am.
How are you doing tonight, street ninja? What are your thoughts about the world?
Well, you know, speaking on the subject of Muzzy One's birth certificate.
Yes.
Well, I should direct the fellow listeners' attention to a documentary put out in the early 2000s by a man by the name of Joel Gilbert. It's called Dreams from My Real Father.
Right.
And he has a bunch of evidence, and he's gathered a bunch of it, and he's come to the conclusion that there's a 98% chance that Barack Obama's real father is not a Kenyan goat herder, but a communist propagandist and pornographer by the name of Frank Marshall Davis.
That's right. That's right. And also, the name of the hospital on Obama's birth certificate is the Capilano Maternity and Gynecological Hospital. It was not called that until 1978. Not when he was born in 1961. Only 1978 did those two hospitals merge. Think about it. Fraud.
Oh, the other
high crimes
too,
and misdemeanors.
In the picture, Obama's biological mother is sitting on a particular couch. There's a photograph of it. Mm-hmm. Now, there's this another picture with Uncle Frank sitting with Barry on the same couch in the same room and everything.
Yes.
So Uncle Frank is actually Daddy Frank. In fact, Obama actually had a nose job done to hide the similar facial features of his biological father.
Yes. Very good. So, Street Ninja, I appreciate you, man. Thanks so much. Good points.
You're welcome.
Thank you. The birth certificate at the White House release lists Obama's birth as August 4th, 1961. And lists Barack Hussein Obama as his father. No big deal, right? At the time of Obama's birth, it also shows that his father is age 25, and that Obama's father was born in Kenya, East Africa. Another mystery someday will be solved. But be armed out there. Don't let those Democrats take away your arms or your guns or your bullets. Red Dawn in America. Hopefully it will never happen here.
West Coast. East Coast. Down here's Mexico. First wave of the attack came in disguised as commercial charter flights, same way they did in Afghanistan in 80. Only they were crack airborne outfits. They took these passes in the Rockies.
So that's what hit Calumet?
I guess so. They coordinated with selective nuke strikes, and the missiles were a hell of a lot more accurate than we thought. They took out the silos here in the Dakotas, key points of communication.
Like what?
Oh, like Omaha, Washington, Kansas City.
Gone?
Yeah, that's right. Filtrators came up illegal from Mexico, Cubans mostly. They managed to infiltrate SAC bases in the Midwest, several down in Texas, and wreaked a hell of a lot of havoc, I'm here to tell you. They opened up the door down here. The whole Cuban and Nicaraguan armies come walking right through, roll right up here through the Great Plains.
How far did they get?
Cheyenne. Across to Kansas. We held them at the Rockies and at the Mississippi. Anyway, the Russians reinforced with 60 divisions, sent three whole army groups across the Bering Strait into Alaska, cut the pipeline, came across Canada, link up here in the middle, but we stopped their butt cold. Lines have pretty much stabilized.
What about Europe?
I guess they figured twice in one century was enough.
Now, another news, one-time French presidential candidate Marine Le Pen will be prosecuted for anti-ISIS tweets. She now faces 3 years in prison in France and a 75,000 euro fine. There is no free speech in Europe anymore. The British government continually fights with the right-wing nationalist Tommy Robinson as well, and they have also surrounded his house. America had better wake up and fight for our free speech rights before they are all gone, too. The rabid militant Democrats, they desperately want to shut down talk radio, and you, Mr. and Mrs. America, never, ever forget that. And in more news across the nation, 41 million mothers killed their babies in 2018. Now, we are not here to judge anyone. Just imagine that for a moment. 41 million. It's about equal to the population of California. Abortion is now the leading cause of death in 2018 with 41 million killed. As America's Holocaust continues. Congratulations, ladies. You've come a long way, baby. So, those are the facts. We will not candy coat it for you. And if you feel that this show is too harsh for you, that's too bad. Now, in other news, if Michael Cohen goes to prison, the Gambino crime family says that he will get whacked, that he will get hit in prison. And yes, they can reach him in prison. because the Italian mafia from New York can't stand a rat of any kind. They won't do it, but somebody else might. No one likes a rat in America, especially if you're a member of the Gambino crime family or other organized crime, as they do take matters into their own hands, and they will issue justice on the street if there's no justice anywhere else. Just so that to be true. As I sit here tonight, I am everything that the uber-liberal Marxist-Communists hate about me, you, and America itself. I am broadcasting on the pirate radio medium, which they despise and hate. I am looking at nationalist flags draped inside the studio for the show. I'm a white, European, heterosexual male of European descent and heritage. I am smoking a cigar tonight, which the liberals claim will destroy the environment. I lit it using a butane lighter, which increases my carbon footprint. Much like how my dad smoked Lucky Strike cigarettes in the Vietnam War. I also poured a shot of bourbon from Kentucky as the Mad Libs hate real American grown alcohol. They only approve of cannabis and legalized pot in blue states. I had red meat and steak tonight for dinner, as the libs cringe and wail as our carbon footprint increases. I drove my Mercedes Panzerwagen to the restaurant, as it has a V8 engine and uses fossil fuels to transport me around town. As our toxic masculinity grows, we are hated and despised by the uber-liberal Bolshevik media. My combat sidearm is always near me, and we are looked, locked and loaded. We represent all the things the mad liberals hate, and we love it. God bless you all, and good night, America. I shall return.
The information and opinions you hear on this radio show are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KFNX, its affiliates, management, or